Yes, indeed. Good evening, folks, and welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to be here, as always. Just going to make sure I've got plenty of microphone. There we go. It's a pleasure to be here, as always, and especially on this Monday night, which means it's Reach Across Live with you. Loving it. Absolutely loving it. Let's see who is already in the chat room. And we've got Richard has joined us. Lynn has joined us. Good evening, both of you. Maria is already in the room. Kathy, Christine McCracken, Lois, good evening, all y'all. And this wonderful person here, whoever Facebook user is, this wonderful person right here. Lovely to see you. Thank you for being here, but I don't know who you are. Love to see your name. Come out of Facebook. Out of Facebook, into YouTube. On top of YouTube, you'll see the search bar. Click in Paul Francis Medium and come straight over to the show through YouTube. It's far more stable. And if you say one word out of place on Facebook, then I ban you for literally blinking. So the best thing to do is come out of Facebook. It's not as stable as it's getting worse, in fact, to be honest with you. Go into YouTube, in the YouTube banner or bar, search, or everywhere you like to call it. Just type in Paul Francis Medium. It'll take you straight back to this show, right back here, and we'll be able to see exactly who you are. So, but thank you for being here nonetheless. Lovely to see Lois in the room. Lois, darling, how are you? I hope you and your mom and your family are all doing well. Tina Allen, good evening, my darling. Blessings, she says, to everybody. Blessings to you too. Welcome to the show. And Puffins is in the house as well. Well, it's great. I've been having a lot of experiences lately, and I'm seeing more spirits. Fantastic. We'll talk about that in a little while, my darling. I'm going to get a wee bit of drink. I've got a bit of a throat ache tonight. Christopher James is in the house. Kay Sequin. Kay, good evening. Good evening. Good evening. And we have another wonderful person who's joined us, but I don't know who you are. See, you said hi, back to you. Lovely to see you. Thing, lovely the fact that you're here. But once again, please come out of the come out of Facebook. Go over to YouTube. In the search bar, just type in Paul Francis Medium, and it'll take you right back here, straight back here. Julie Sharp, Phil Tahoe, lovely to see you. Great way to start off the show. Okay, thanks for that. Okay. Let you guys figure that out. I don't watch the news anymore. It's too full of negativity, so I tend to watch only comedy. So anyway, well, here we are on Reach Across Live. As you guys know, the show is all about our interaction with our spirit energy and our friends and family who have crossed over, as well as connecting with guides, as well as connecting with other energies that work with us on the other side of life and angelic realms. Loads and loads and loads of ideas and ideals. I deal with primarily working with you. My concept is to work with you. So, what it is what I need from you guys is when we start doing work in a little while. I've got you for 90 minutes. That's an hour and a half, and we will try and get in as much as possible. And of course, as always, I have the cards with me tonight. These cards, a full deck, of course, not just one. Now, if you want me to work with you tonight, first and foremost, I don't decide who I work with. They do. Okay. And how that works is it's a buildup of energy. So it's a sharing of energy, if you like. It's a symbiotic relationship. So I link to their energy, they use mine and yours in order to create a pathway to be able to deliver a message. Okay. So the best way, the way that you won't get a reading, okay, I need to be honest here. The way you won't get a reading is to say, is there anything for me? Because I will just bypass you. Because if the really, and I'm not being facetious, I'm not being just being an idiot or condescending or anything like that, is if you can't be bothered to ask, you know, think and react and link and ask a question, if you can't be bothered, then why would they want to be bothered either? Remember, they are the same people that they were when they crossed over only they're free from stress, they're free from worry, they're free from pain, sickness, and all of that. So they basically choose to revert back to the best of themselves. So, and that's the way it kind of works. So Julie Bowerman's joined us. Julie, good evening. Lovely to see you. Valerie's joined us. Valerie, lovely to see you. I'm so happy to be back. We're so happy you're here. Lewis says, I've been talking to the Archangel Gabriel and asking him to help with my third eye. I've read your book again. It really helps. Bless your heart. I really appreciate that. Roger and Faye are here. Well, Roger says, we're here, brother. That means Roger and Faye are in the house. And I'm so glad to hear to, that the fact that they're both here. Wonderful. Lynn is saying, Kay, could you please go over to YouTube and type in Paul Francis Medium? All right. Okay. Got you. So I had a great question today that came from a person who follows the show. Roger doesn't like it when I say fan, but they say I'm a fan of your show, so they're a fan of the show. Betancourt, Anne-Marie, I'm going to say Betancourt, it must be your surname, all the way from Oregon, United States. Anne-Marie, welcome to the show. Wonderful to see you. Thank you for being here. Now, listen, y'all, I need... It's a symbiotic relationship for me and the energies and spirit, but it's also a symbiotic relationship between me and you. In that famous poster, Uncle Sam, I need you, all right? I need you to go out there. I need you to share the show with everybody. I need to triple the numbers watching the show, okay? And the only way we can do that is if you get three people to come and join the show, come in via YouTube. Now, Kay, you're always coming in by Facebook, come in by YouTube, and Anne-Marie, if you come out of YouTube, Anne-Marie, that's Anne-Marie Betancourt, if you come out of YouTube and go in, sorry, I'll start that again, because I've put my lips on backwards. Anne-Marie, if you come out of Facebook and you go over to YouTube, type in my name at the top in the search bar, Paul Francis Medium, and it will actually take you straight back to the show, okay? When you get across to YouTube, everybody, make sure you subscribe. That's important. Subscribe to the show. And don't forget to click the little bell icon. Okay. So every time we release a show, it will tell you. Now, Kay, you do the same thing. Kay, subscribe to the show. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. And click the little bell icon. All right. Now, that means every time a show comes up, you won't have to go from Facebook to YouTube. It'll just come up and say, hey, Faye, Paul's going to be on in a minute, or Kay, Paul's going to be on in a minute. Make sure you click that, and off you go. And Lois, if you come out of Facebook as well and come into YouTube, and make sure you subscribe on YouTube and click the little bell icon, that's what we're needing. We need you to come in there. Alrighty. Yes, Kay, can see you now. Welcome to the show, my darling. Lovely to see you. Christy McCracken says, I've sent lots of invites and I hope they join. Bless your heart. And I really appreciate it very much. Mary Eccleson, welcome to the show, darling. Good to see you. I think I said hi to Tina Allen. Tina, welcome to the show as always. Lewis is saying, my mom fell asleep. Oh, something just jumped in front of me there. Some of this stuff. I'll bring it onto the main screen. My mom fell asleep on the couch last week and she was home alone. She woke up to a light touch on her thigh. She opened her eyes and no one was there. We all reckon it was grandmother, Lois's grandmother, and it's Rachel, who's Lois's mom, or scouse as I refer to her. It's her mom. And I wouldn't be surprised, darling. I would not be surprised. Now, when you get interaction on your own, which is something I highly promote, I highly push for, I highly promote, I teach you guys to say you don't need a medium. You don't need mediums. You can do this on your own. They want to talk to you on their own. They want to talk to you direct. So they will make every effort to do that. And the best way for you to be able to talk to them direct is just literally calm down and do nothing and be open. Now, as Lewis's mom was asleep on the couch, she was doing nothing. And she got the interaction. You see what I mean? Now, your own mind will start to jump into place going, did they really talk to me or was I just thinking that? And that's natural. At the beginning, it's natural. It was for me as well. When I was starting to interact with spirit on a very more frequent and productive way, I started second guessing myself, thinking, is this really me? You know, things of that nature. Oh, we got an idiot already. Angel Smith, about as much of an angel as my cat. So Angel Smith, what I'd like you to do, guys, is reporter and tell YouTube and Facebook that this person is a con artist. Roger says, I've shared, mi amigo, gracias. Where are we? Pauline Hooks joined us. Pauline, welcome to the show, my darling. Lovely to see you. Denise Rue, hi, Denise, on your first time here. Denise, welcome. Very, very kind of you to come and join our show. Very welcome. And make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the little bell icon. Of course, like the show. Make sure you like the show. Tina says, yes, I blocked her. You could see, honestly, I don't know why these idiots think that they can even consider coming in and being able to do that. So going back to Lois, so Lois's mom was asleep on the couch, woke up to being a gentle little touch there, and you know, she got that connection. And the very fact that you all think it was your grandmother, Lois, and obviously your mom's mom, is factual. Okay, because if you felt differently, you would quite comfortably know it was something or someone else. But I would very comfortably say it was your grandmother. Now, here's the thing. It's important to understand that there is a birthday or an anniversary to be acknowledged around now as well, Lois, okay? Valerie says, in my last reading, everything you told me was 100% right, but Roger mentioned an 8-year-old blind girl in spirit that lives with us, and we have investigated and tried to contact her. And Lois has come across into YouTube. That's good to see. Christy McCracken, my nana keeps coming in around me. That's fantastic. I feel my dog jump on my bed. At least I hope it's my dog. No, if you feel your dog jumping on your bed, it's very likely your dog. I want to go back to my little darling Lois because I'm feeling energy around me at the moment. I don't normally do readings right straight off the bat. I normally like to build up the energy and build up the show a little bit before we get stuck in. But if I'm being made connect, then I'm being made connect. So, Lois, I want to talk to... There's a birthday and anniversary because I'm being shown my white flower. So there's a birthday and anniversary around you they want me to acknowledge. Lois, I want to say to you as well, there's something to do with either work or the opportunity of work coming up around you. Okay, I know you're very, very young, but there's an opportunity to work or something that's coming up that you're going to be able to take on maybe through the summertime, and it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to enjoy this. Now, I keep getting something connected to horses in some way as well here. I don't know if that's where you're going to be working. I'm not too sure, but I'm getting an equestrian connection, an equestrian feel around you that I'm supposed to acknowledge as well. The name Liz or Elizabeth is being shouted in the background here to be acknowledged. And Lois, I want to say to you as well, you might find that you're going to leave some of your friends behind. It's not a negative thing. It just means you're starting to really pick up your own pace in your life. Okay. It just means that there are levels coming around you that you're going to be stepping up to. And in some instances, you'll start leaving some people behind. Like I said, not in a negative way, just in a way that you're going to be able to start progressing your own life in starting to shape the direction where you're going to be going. Don't be surprised if you're not standing alongside mom. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. Don't be surprised if you're not standing alongside mom. I don't know. I can't remember whether or not I've said this before, but there's a familiar feel about this energy. But there is new education coming in. So either there's a return to college or maybe even not to university about here as well. But there's a higher educational feel going on around you that I've got to bring into play. Okay. There's an education can, when I see the symbol for education, it could mean, yes, going back to school, going back to night class, but it also could be something along the lines of learning to drive. Okay. That's educational. That's study. so it'll come across to me in an educational way. Okay. I'm being shown diamonds. When I see diamonds, that means to me, now, if you know a diamond connection is something different for you, then you're correct. I will always tell you what it means to me first. It means to me that there is a significant date to be honored. Okay. Now, you're probably thinking, what the heck's a significant date? Well, a significant date would be like my daughter, Maya. She's about to hit her 16th. So that'd be 16th, 18th, 21st, 25th, 30th, 40th, 50th, 60th. So a significant date, not like, you know, your 29th birthday or your 33rd birthday. Those are birthdays, yes, and to be honored, of course. But a significant date would be something like your sweet 16, your 18th, your 21st, your 25th, dates like that. It's important, Lois, that I know what you're like. You're a wonderful young lady, and you've got a big heart. But within that, you have a huge capacity of worrying and a huge capacity to try and fill it so that you make the people around you feel better about themselves too. And that's such a wonderful gift. However, with every positive can sometimes come a negative. And the negative is you have a guilty complex when you're unable to help somebody. Don't. Okay? I'm going to teach you something here. If you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. So think about that. If you give him a fish, he cooks and he eats for a day because he's able to eat that fish. If you teach him how to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Now, I'm supposed to share that parable with you in the fact that you can't carry everybody all the time. Sometimes you got to say to them, hey, time you really did that on your own. Okay, or did this on your own or something along those lines. Alrighty. So the whole concept of you picking up and really dusting off and starting to forge your own way into this world, it's starting to happen. Okay. And you will leave some people behind. But like I said, don't worry, it's not in a negative way. Now, I'm being shown June, which is a very big month for me. So I'm going to go that the sixth month, or the sixth of a month is significant, but the number six is definitely coming up. Okay. So let's go with the sixth card. Like I say, normally I don't do reads this early in the show, but when they come in and around me, and I can tell you that your grandmother is around me, and a gentleman to her side, which would either be her brother or her husband. So it'll either be granddad or an uncle or great uncle to you. No, this gentleman is acknowledging your dad. He stands alongside your grandmother, but he acknowledges your dad. Okay, so it's either your dad's dad, or a gentleman that's older than your dad that's in spirit. He wants me to be acknowledged. He holds wrenches, so he'd be the mechanic or the engineer. He connects in that way. And the name Dan David. Daniel, a strong D name is being acknowledged as well, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There we go. So right out of the bat, Lois, my darling, wow. Wow. Well, remember what I just said to you in that read so far, and here's the card. Look past the seeming errors, mistakes, and misunderstandings, and see only the love within each person, including yourself. Your resolve, focus upon love that underlies every situation, brings out the healing in undreamed of ways. You remember what I said about standing beside mom? Hint. Big hint. Hopefully that helps you out. And welcome to the show, my darling. Excuse me. Right. Faye, hello, Paul, and everyone. Good to see you today. Oh, Faye, it's an absolute pleasure to see you, as always. Anne Rains, welcome to the show. Linda Nagel, welcome to the show. Alex Marie, welcome to the show. I'm not too sure who this person is. I'd love to be able to say your name and welcome to the show anyway, but come out of Facebook because I can't see who you are, and zip across to YouTube. Come out of Facebook, into YouTube, search bar on YouTube, type in Paul Francis Medium. It'll take you right back to the show. I'll be able to see exactly who you are, and it's a lot more stable in YouTube than it is here, than it is in Facebook. So come out of Facebook, everybody, that includes Alex Murray. Come out of Facebook, go over to YouTube. In the search bar at the top of YouTube, just type my name, Paul Francis Medium. It'll bring you right back to the show. Subscribe to the show, and then you will be acknowledged every time we release a new show, like tonight and Thursday night and so on and so forth. So I was just thinking about you, and you popped up on my notifications. I would love a message. It's great to see you. Love to help you out. I don't know who you are. I'm so sorry. Lois says... Lois has come back really quickly and says, it's my mom and dad's anniversary on the 1st of April. There you go. That's why she wants. That's why she's around you guys. She wants to acknowledge the dates. Alex, Alex Marie, I'm just bringing Alex up on the show. Lovely to see you, darling. Thanks for being here. But I will do something for you because I am drawn to you. My advice is come off of Facebook, go over to YouTube, top search bar, type in Paul Francis Medium, then subscribe to the show and hit the little bell icon. And then come up with a question for me. I will happily help you, but give me a question. Give me something that you want a reading about, all righty? Okay, let's go on down and see who else here. Christine McCracken, red-faced, heart-shaped. I'm going to say that that's most likely an icon. Another wonderful person that says, I hope that life is treating you well. Love to be able to say who you are. But on Facebook, it's getting worse and worse over there. Okay. And the new AI system, artificial intelligence, is if you breathe wrong, they'll block you. Okay. So come out of Facebook, everybody. Tamara, lovely to see you. Come out of Facebook, go over to YouTube, search bar, Paul Francis Medium. It'll bring you right back to the show. Subscribe, hit the bell icon, and every time we release a show, you'll be notified. Okay. Lois is saying, oh, wow, that's bang on. I'm looking for a part-time job at the moment. Also, I'm going to be switching courses next year, and I will be leaving friends behind. Remember what I said, my darling Lois? It's not negative. It won't be negative because they will be supporting you in making your decisions, and everything's going to work out really, really cool. Alrighty. Liz is my dance teacher, and I just had my dance recital yesterday. There you go. Once again, grandmother's going to be around you watching you. And that's the Elizabeth name that she wants me to acknowledge. That's just their way of saying, hey, we see what's going on in your world. We see what's going on in your life, and we are still a part of it. We're still sending you love. We're still giving you strength and hope and helping you to get along that path to make your headway in this world. And trust me, Lois, you're going to be a success. You're going to be a major success. And when you become a big star on stage, you remember your old pal. Alex Marie has. Good on you, girl. Welcome to the show. Lovely big smiley face there. Thanks very much for being here. Buffin says, my dad has dementia and never spoke out. I'll read that again, shall I? When I get my eyes to catch up with my mouth, let's do that again. Buffin says, my dad has dementia. I'm sorry to hear that, my darling. And never spoke about our mom since she passed away. You'd be surprised at how common that is, trust me. My brother and I discussed the fact before his visit to see dad last week. Out of the blue, dad spoke about her. Is that a coincidence? No, not at all. When people are... See, okay. First and foremost, Buffin, fantastic question. Thank you so very, very much. Now, as I always say, when somebody asks me a question like this one here, I not only respond to Puffin, but I'm teaching all y'all. So when we have someone who's got a very, very serious illness, such as dementia or any other particular illness for that matter, very often our senses that we're losing, yes, they start to go down, but our other senses build. Okay. The body has a fantastic way of compensating. Righty. But that being said, because those senses build, our friends and family and spirit therefore have a better and stronger way of connecting to us. So even though we may look out of it, we're very much still connected. Okay. And in Puffin's mother's defense, she most likely would have been there all the way through Dad's illness. She would be very much by his side. Her and another lady, to be exact, I'm getting two ladies standing side by side. One of them stands directly. Okay. I'm just going to wait. I'm actually preempting them. They're kind of going, well, hang on a minute. I'm being spoken like, Paul, slow down. I'm getting that lovely energy. Lovely energy. Who's the strong C or K? Like Clara. Strong C or K name. Okay, Puffin. Whoever that name, that name's being shattered at me. I'm now seeing the pink line, so that's maternal connection. So it means mother, grandmother figure who wants me to be acknowledged. Whoever passes over, their illness is fairly swift. From diagnosis to crossing, it's fairly rapid. Okay. But trust me, that's how everybody would have wanted it. In other words, the family here remaining would not have wanted to see a long, drawn out, painful illness. They want me to acknowledge the name Jeff or Joe. It sounds like Joseph or Jeff. That name is being shouted in the background. They tell me to talk about the fourth month, April. Obviously, the month we're coming into is there's a birthday and anniversary connected in there. They want me to talk about the fourth month of April, or the fourth of a month is significant. Okay, she's showing me. I know it's a lady because she shows me a pink line. Okay, that's a maternal connection. She shows me something that I carry in my wallet that came from my mom. Okay, and the message on the card says, "Don't think of me as gone. Think of me as merely being in the next room. I may be out of sight, but I'm not out of sound. Speak to me as you always spoke to me, and speak to me with warm, comforting words." I've been shown that card that was given to me and connected to my mother. So that's their way of saying, I never left. I just went to the next room. And I was always, and I always will, walk alongside Dad. They're telling me to acknowledge something very strongly related to the fingers or gripping. So it's either the fingertips they want me to acknowledge, or the fingers themselves, or something to do with gripping they want me to draw my attention to in relation to Dad, okay? I'm supposed to say, Puffin, that you should still do the things. I don't know if it's to do with the hiking, the walking in the hills, or a holiday of some sort. Maybe it's something to do with camping. I don't know. But I feel like I want to put on my hiking boots and go walking, but keep life as close to normal as you can make it, okay? Giving up on life doesn't help the other person, alrighty? What helps the other person is as much normality as possible. All right, so I'm going to go for the fourth card for Puff, okay? One, two, three, four. There you go. All right, Puffin. My mother always said to me, son, you'll never know until you ask. Ask. Ask us to help you in this situation. We will immediately go to work on your behalf. We're governed by many universal laws. And amongst them is the free will that allows you to make your own choices and decisions. So we patiently await your request. Ask the angels to help, Puffin, and they will. Okay? Ask the angels to help, my darling, and I promise you they will. Maria, love you. For as long as I've known Paul, he's always spit on with these readings. I'm going to assume that meant spot on, but thank you. That's very, very kind of you to say. I appreciate that. Love it. Oh, there's my darling Susie. Susie Vinicum's in the house. I hope you're feeling well tonight, my darlings. Lovely to see you. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much. Okay. Linda says to me, Paul, my question is, will it all work out for me? As soon as I see your L, Linda, I'm drawn to that. Weirdly enough, it's the L that I'm drawn to. And the feeling that I get around you is that there's more than one L. Okay, so there's another Laura, there's another Linda, there's another Lucy, Lawrence, I don't know. There's another L they want me to acknowledge, okay? I get two male energies. One crosses over really, really quickly, so it feels to me like heart attack, aneurysm, something that goes bang, and I'm on the other side of life, okay? But this feeling, as I'm getting a white flag, so this feeling to me means that this gentleman crossed over to the other side of life, he kind of gave up, alrighty? So he's either pre-warned that if he didn't kind of sort his health out, that something along the lines might happen, and of course it did. But however, my feeling about of this gentleman too was this kind of like, his life was preordained. In other words, either aneurysms, heart attacks, blood-related issues were kind of run in the family. There's a feeling here of a historical illness within the family that they want me to acknowledge. Here's the thing, Linda. I draw a dotted line for you from where we are right now to success. I could draw that dotted line all the way to success. The likelihood of you staying on that dotted line isn't very high. Why? Because we have a concept called free will. And in that free will, you will be able to make choices that come up to you in the time frame of where you are at that moment. Are things going to work out for you? Only if you want them to. But there is something in being, I'm getting a feeling of, you're not fully committed. Okay, you're mostly committed, but you're not fully committed. Okay, don't jump in with both feet until you absolutely, totally, and 100% are committed, because then it will work out. Okay, make sure you're. I'm just hearing. Ask the questions. Okay, get all the information. Get everything you need to know. Then make a decision to move forward with it and then give it 100%. Because if you give anything less than 100%, you are always opening an opportunity for failure. Even if it's only 1%, it's still 1% chance it could fail. Okay? So get all the information, Linda. Get it all together. And don't be afraid to ask. There are about 3 new opportunities around the corner for you, okay? As you start to turn the corner of your life and there's a changes happening in your life right now, there are about 3 opportunities that are coming up that have been long awaited. It's kind of like they're all lining up. It's that old concept, isn't it? You're waiting in line for a bus and then 3 come in a row, that concept. Well, these 3 have been waited on and it's going to work out. However, like I said, there's a little bit of a feeling of, I'm not sure going on around you, okay? Well, don't get on that bus until you're absolutely sure you know where the bus is going and how you're going to get there, alrighty? I'm getting a concept of a name like Paul, Pat, Pete, a strong P name. If you're new to my show, when you hear me saying names, it doesn't necessarily mean that person is crossed. So don't automatically assume that I'm speaking of someone who's crossed over to the other side of life. In my frame of reference, it means who they are, who's with them or say hello to here. So who they are, who they're with, please say hi to. So there's a strong P name they want me to acknowledge, Linda, like Paul, Pat, Pete, Patricia. But there are two gentlemen and one step slightly forward, and I get the feeling of ownership. So that means to me like a paternal feel here, or a grandfather. But there's an energy that connects it around you who claims you. Okay, before I move on from you, darling, I want to say this to you. Situations of the past have no relevance to the future. Okay, situations of the past have no relevance to the future unless you make them relevant. So anything you've gone through in the past has happened and is over. Okay, it's done. But if you pick up that scenario and carry it with you, in other words, you make a judgment on anything in your future based on what happened in your past, you will constantly come up against the same situations over and over because you're putting it there. Lessons of the past absolutely bring with you, but don't let them dictate your future. Okay? Okay, this wonderful, strong female energy around you, Linda. Really iconic matriarch. In other words, this was a very, very strong lady. I got a feeling of like a nana, a grandmother, something like that. But this lady, you would not have crossed. If she made a decision, that was it. It wasn't up for discussion. Even if that decision wasn't the right one, you still didn't cross her. But she was a leader, but she was also equally very protective of her family. And there's a strong R name like Ruth, Rachel, something like a strong R name as well. Be shouted at. Fourth card. Okay, one, dos, tres, cuatro. Okay, Linda, here is the answer to your question, my darling. Acceptance. See yourself and others through the eyes of the angels with unconditional love and acceptance. In this way, you inspire and lift everyone to their highest potential. I do hope that helps you, and I'm very, very grateful for you being here on the show tonight. Thank you so much. Christina, good to see you, darling. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. Alexis, good to see you back here. Would like guidance on why I constantly feel so disconnected in all my relationships, family and romantic, and how to work through that. Alexis, do you know what, darling? Don't think about that you're weird. Don't think, oh, it's me. It's not. Alrighty. Let me teach you something. All right. I'm gonna fix my chair. Let me teach you something right now. I'm gonna do some visuals. Okay. Everybody and everything has what's referred to as an aura or an energy field around it. So if you can imagine my thumbs are you. You have an energy field going around you like that. So that's you, the thumbs. And all that field around you goes out like that. So it goes right out and around you. When two fields, in other words, if you meet somebody else and those fields cross over, you then pick up energy about that person. So you may sit down with somebody you've only just met and you may feel, I feel like I've known you for ages. There's just something there that people say, oh, we just clicked. Okay, that's what that concept means. So the two energy fields cross over. There are similar balances of energies. And you feel like you've known this person for ages. Equally, you might cross, the energies might cross over and you might feel, lovely person, very, very nice. Well, there's just something that doesn't feel right. Okay, so that concept works positive, negative. Now, in relation to yourself, what tends to happen is whilst we're looking for the right balance, for the right person to come along that brings that balance, sometimes we start blaming ourselves. Okay. And it really is something as simple as we just have not met that right person yet. There is someone out there for you on a romantic, personal level, but there are several people out there for you on a very much gifted level for you. So and that, when I say that, means, for an example, I am overwhelmingly gifted. Okay. I have my friends who have been my friends since I was 8 years old up. I've got Colin, Kieran, Candy, Davey, all the boys who have been my closest friends all the way through my life. They're a gift that I'm very, very happy to receive. So that's what I'm saying. I'm gifted in the fact that I have these guys as my dearest and best friends. And I get to meet more great, dearest, deep friends as my years grow. The same thing is out there for you, Alexis. Okay. The same thing is there. Okay. So don't be too quick to close the doors on people because you might think that there's not something not there and not right, not balanced. Sometimes we have a habit of pulling in big, big doors around ourselves. Not only do we shut out the people we don't want in our lives, but we also shut out the people we do want in our lives. Now, all that being said, I'm being told to talk about the ninth month. So the ninth month of September or the ninth of a month, Alexis, is significant. There is a big change going to happen through end of July, August, September. As we come towards the end of the summer, there is a big positive change going to be happening around you. I feel the fall is your time of the year. Already, as we sort of progress from summer into autumn, and these magnificent colors and those magnificent evenings all happen, that's when you come into your best. And there's going to be massive changes around that time that's really, really going to work in your favor. Okay. I'm supposed to say to you as well, it's really probably a good idea to consider your either dietary concept or something to do with a food change, maybe even allergy. I don't know. Not a doctor. Okay. Us psychics, mediums, we're not doctors. Go to a doctor. Okay. Don't listen to medical advice from a psychic. We're not qualified to give it. All right. But there's something about changing your diet which will help with your energy, okay? I will say to you that don't worry. This kind of, you're on the uphill. You're coming up. You're not going back down. You're not going down. You've been down, and now you're on your way back up. But it's important to acknowledge all of the things that have been going right in your life and not focusing on the things that went wrong because they are over. Okay, focus on what's changing, focus on what's changing for the best. And there's a lot of great things happening for you in and right now. But when we get towards the end of the summer, summer's going to be great for you, spring and summer. But when we get towards the end of summer, as we're going into autumn, wow, it's kind of like, right, red carpet is out. So let's go for the ninth card because that was the number that was shown to me. Mark Maria Martha. There's an MA name that wants to be acknowledged around you. Yes, your self-worth has got to come up. Okay, your belief in yourself has got to come up. Okay, throw off all of the negatives, get rid of them, and say, do you know what? I've had enough. I'm not going to feel bad anymore. Bad enough. That's it. End off. It's not happening anymore. Okay, if you don't like who I am, bye. Okay. Get rid of what doesn't serve you. If you don't like it, get rid of it because it doesn't serve you. If there's a whole pile of stuff in your closet, in your cupboard, in your drawers you don't like, give it to charity. Okay? Just get rid of it. If it doesn't serve you, get rid of it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, one other thing I'm being told. I'm being shown bags of coal. That means you carry an awful lot of guilt with you. Okay. Alexis, guilt has no place in anybody's life. Get rid of it. Okay. Don't feel guilty. Okay. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve anybody else. It's a no-win scenario. Get rid of guilt and don't conform to it. Me personally, I don't conform to guilt. I don't allow guilt in my life. You asked the question, my darling. There is nothing to worry about. That's something I say all the time. There's nothing to worry about until there's something to worry about, okay? While there's nothing to worry about, enjoy that. Anyway, let's read. You are safe and the situation is under perfect control of divine providence and universal order. Only infuse loving thoughts and emotions into the situation to ensure that the highest possible outcome flows effortlessly to and through you. You asked, you got. Wow, what a reading. How cool was that? Tamara, hi, welcome, lovely. Joan Bronson, you aren't related to Pierce, are you? Lovely to see you. Rachel Woods, hi, Rach. Lovely to see you too. Let's go all the way down. Richard Woods says, hope you're keeping well. I am doing my best. Dad's birthday is on the 4th of January, and the strong C could be Dad's friend, Connie. There you are. Lovely to see that. Okay. Caroline Fitzgerald Horton, hi. Carol says, Paul, is there a true mate for me and... Is there a true mate for me, and is it a good one? Well, a true mate's always going to be good. What's a true mate? Now, here's a great concept, all right, for everybody, all y'all, not just Carol. What's a true mate? Is it a true mate? Is that somebody you want to kiss your butt and tell you how fantastic you are? Or is a true mate somebody who will step up to you and say, hey, enough. You're talking at your rear, okay? You're being an idiot. Sit down, shut up, and let's talk about the situation. That's a true mate. A true mate will stand with you with all of the great, with all of the good, and equally the bad. That's a true mate. Carol, here's the problem. You have quite a few of those, but you're letting yourself getting closed down with emotional scenarios that no longer exist. Okay, they don't exist. Because I'm getting made feel that there's a concept around you which is referred to as better the devil you know. And no, it isn't. Okay? We are the dictators of our lives. We are the dictators of our career. And we are the dictators of where we're going. We, us, you, me. We choose not only in our own directions, but we choose our own emotions. Okay? Everybody go, oh, no way. What about this? What about that? Anything at all can happen in front of you. It doesn't matter what it is. Okay. Somebody can walk up with the most beautiful cake and then stick it in your face. Okay. In other words, you might say, oh my God, that's for me. How wonderful. Then they stuff it in your face and you think, didn't enjoy that. But you choose the emotion to go with the both scenarios. Okay. You choose that emotion. So emotion has a way of clouding judgment. Alrighty. I'm not saying you should become robotic. I'm just saying, are you choosing the right answer based upon emotion or based upon fact? I had to train myself when my kids were young. Especially when I was my career was kind of taking off and I was really, really focused on it. I needed to have a really good father. Being dad balance, as well as really having a good focus on my career. And the other occasion when kids were being kids, you'd want to run in and start yelling. And I trained myself to, before I yelled at them, I would say to myself, right, am I about to shout at the kids because I'm tired? Because I'm in, maybe things aren't going my way in my work or some other part of my life. And am I about to take it out on my kids because of that? Or are the kids just being a little bit brattish? Okay. On the odd occasion, kids were being brattish, but then what kids don't? kids are just supposed to be bratish. Kids are supposed to push the edge of that line. But once I've figured out that I'm not supposed to take out my emotions on my children, I was really easy with it. I'd go in and go, no, I feel good. Kids, listen, this is a good idea. Okay, Dad, just playing. It's all right. All right, play a little bit quieter. Go, you know, play outside maybe. But you do have true friends, but you're letting your emotions shut you down. All right, Carol. You have got true friends. But remember what I said. Is a true friend supposed to tell you how fantastic you are? Or is a true friend supposed to tell you how the truth is? And sometimes we don't want to see that. But the truth is the truth, no matter what you wrap it in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Wow. Carol, I was told to pick the fourth card for you. Have confidence. Moving forward does not necessarily require you to have confidence in yourself. Confidence in God is enough. Along with knowing that God works through you and with you in all ways, lean upon us, us being the angels. Lean upon us if your confidence wavers, and we will buoy your courage and faith. Basically, when you're feeling a wee bit up against it, Carol, call the angels in and they will help you. Promise you that. Hopefully that helps you out. Thanks for being here. Julia Evans says, only just here. Where were you been? We held the entire show up for you. Only joking. Anne Rain says, should I switch my career? Here's a big question, Anne. Why are you even thinking about it? Why are you thinking about it? If you're thinking about it, then you must want to, okay? Because if an opportunity came up and you were completely and utterly happy, it wouldn't even be, it'd be like a fly on the window. You'd open the window and let it go. You wouldn't care about it. You just let it go. But if you think to yourself, okay, I'm not happy where I am, and a opportunity comes up for you, ooh, right. So, it's not up for a psychic or medium to tell you to switch your career. That's up to you. If your heart isn't 100% in what you do, then it's time to evaluate that. Yes, it's time to evaluate. Never spite your nose or cut your nose up to spite your face. That's the word I was trying to get out to. But I will say this to you. There is an opportunity for balance around you right now, okay? I don't believe in my heart of hearts and what I'm feeling around as I look at your name. I don't feel 100% committed to what I'm doing. Okay. Now, most people will change careers at least 5 times in their lifetime. Okay. I mean, my career started off as a chef. My whole college, university, training multiples and multiples of years under really, really highly trained chefs, and then end up being a professional psychic medium. Hello. Okay. So, and within that, there were about 5 or 6 different jobs. But weirdly enough, as I'm writing my new book called Walking with the Light, I'm really evaluating my journey. And it's amazing how each part of my journey was designed to support where I am right now. It's amazing. So, Anne, if you are even considering changing your career, then you have to think about it, okay? Because if you weren't considering it, it wouldn't even come into your head. But sometimes you don't have to change the career. Sometimes you've got to change what's happening in your career. Let's have a look at the card, because I'm being told number one. Oh my God, you saw me shuffle those cards, right? You all saw me shuffle the cards, and I heard card number one. Remember everything I've said to you tonight. The sun sets. I'm actually shaking, and that's good. Look at it. I mean, should I switch my career? I shuffled all the cards, told to pick the top one. The sun sets and rises each day, and it's the same with the avenues in your life. See the beauty within each sunset of your life and know that the sun will also rise again tomorrow. Endings are merely the start of new beginnings, and we are with you through each cycle and phase, or each phase and cycle. I'm actually shaking that that's come out like that. Oh my God. And out of all of these cards, look, all of those cards, my God. Woof. Tell you what. Wow. Right. Listen, everybody who's sending me, is any chance of a card? Yes, I'm going to be doing cards for everybody at the end of the show. So hang around. Let me just have a look. The end of the show is only 25 minutes away, so make sure you stick around, all right? I will be doing cards for everybody, so don't worry about that. Linda says, let me just bring Linda up there. Linda, you're spot on with everything, Paul. Thank you. That's my gran, also my dad. Oh my God, my mom would always say that. Thank you. Linda, it's an absolute pleasure, and thank you for being here tonight. Y'all, don't forget, please share the show. It's really important. Could you please, please, please share the show and get it out there with your friends and family. I hope you're enjoying the show. Are you guys? Oh God, we got another Princess Tarot. The very fact that they call themselves Princess Tarot, that's enough to kind of make you think, really? You couldn't come up with a better name than that. Princess, hi, I'm Princess Tarot. Oh, you are? Okay. First and foremost, I feel like really, really sorry for you. Because anybody who is a good tarot reader is going to know that you're going to be blocked and deleted on this show. So you're not that good a tarot reader. Jonathan Spagafiore, welcome to the show, buddy. Welcome to the show. If y'all please, that Princess Tarot, would you be so kind as to report them to Facebook? And for God's sake, don't even remotely go near them. Joan says, Paul, can someone else's reading relate to other viewers? Absolutely, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. 1,000 times, yes. Reason that I say that is because Spirit take every opportunity to present messages to you all. And that's why I always say, even though I'm answering one person, I'm answering you all. So yes, a message can relate to multiples. In fact, when I'm doing shows in theaters, when I'm doing big theater shows, I will say that there's at the very beginning of the show, I teach everybody and discuss how I work so people understand how I work. And I will say that there's a concept called Me Too, a Me Too concept. So I'll be reading for somebody and there'll be somebody in the audience going, oh my God, that's me too. Now, the reason that is all the people in the audience, all the people here tonight, all over the world who are watching the show, they're going, oh my goodness, that's about me too. And all the people in spirit are going, hey, listen, what, you want to say that as well? Oh my God, it's the same as me. Yeah, let's do it together. And they grab my attention and we deliver the message so that all of you all get the messages. So Joan, yes, is the absolute correct answer there. Alex says, thank you. I really appreciate all of it. Alex, you're very, very welcome. I love what Jonathan just said there. He says, bug off. These idiots that who come up and do these things, that's just pathetic. So good evening, Paul, from a wonderful Facebook user, but I don't know who you are. I'd love to say good evening to you too. Please come out of Facebook, go over to YouTube. In the search bar, just type in Paul Francis Medium. It'll bring you right back to this show. I'll be able to see who you are. But don't forget, if you've joined the show tonight on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe to the show. Subscribe, click the subscribe button, then click the little bell icon, okay? Every time I release a show or every time I release information or new videos or even meditations, etc., up onto YouTube, you'll be told about it. Princess Tarot. Oh my God. It's like Princess Tarot. Jonathan, yes, we can see you now, my friend. Good to see you. But Jonathan, come out of Facebook and go over to YouTube. Lewis Martin says, Paul, you are so, oh, I don't, you are so wonderful. You and I aspire to be like you in the future. Darling, thank you. I'm glad I inspire you. But remember, it's symbiotic. I just do my best. And if it inspires you, then you'll make me very proud. That much I can say to you. Joan says, Feeney is another name that you're more familiar with. Brosnan is my maiden name. Oh, gotcha. Must be connected to Pierce Brosnan. Okay. Let's have a look at who else is coming in the room. That's an old saying. Everybody's enjoying the show so far. That's so good to see. Now, don't forget, everybody, if I haven't come to you specifically, don't worry. It doesn't mean that your friends and family aren't around you. It just means that those who are getting a reading are the ones that really, really need a reading. Okay. Alison Larissa says, Paul, how are you? I'm good, Alison. Thank you for being here. Appreciate that very, very much. Anne says, thank you. I'm at the top of grade ladder and need to decide if I want to transfer or leave. Which is going to bring you the most happiness? Which is going to bring you closer to where you want to be, getting closer to your goals? That's where it is. Now, that's where I got the feeling that you could be changing within your career, not necessarily leaving your career completely, you know, stop being a baker and become a doctor. And, you know, that's not what I mean. That being said, I've seen some doctors stop being doctors and become chefs. Weird. Mary Erickson says, I feel most messages pertain to me as well. Believed it's my spirits are tagging me as well. Absolutely. Absolutely. Whoosh. Oh, goodness gracious me. Wow. Right. So we've come down to the end of that. Now, at the beginning of the show, I did say to you, somebody sent me a fantastic question. First and foremost, you know, I haven't done my basics tonight. I really need to share the basics with you. You guys, listen, I'm coming to you tonight on 105.3, all up to 107.7 FM. And that's coming to you from the beautiful New Orleans on UPRN Talk Radio. So all of the wonderful people of New Orleans, good evening and welcome, especially if you're listening to me on FM radio. If you're listening on FM radio, why not pull in, get on your cell phone, come and join us on YouTube. Coming off to the show tonight, don't forget you have the magnificent Michelle and Amelia with their fantastic program show called Outer Realms. Make sure you stick around for those and look out for them. They're fantastic people. I, of course, will be back again on Thursday night. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere at the minute. I should have done this all earlier on in the show, but I ended up going straight into Reeds tonight for some reason. But I'm going to be here for at least another 20 minutes, so don't worry. I'm going to be doing cards for everybody momentarily. Don't worry. Now, I'm on Thursday night, I'm going to be talking about what's referred to as life reviews and life changes. So don't miss that show. That's on 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's Thursday night. Now, I want to talk about a question that I was asked earlier. Somebody sent it to me on an email. And the message says, if I was able to help anyone who has crossed over, who would it be? If I could have helped someone who's crossed over, they were referring to a famous person, by the way. If I could help somebody who was famous, who's now crossed over, who would it be? And I actually felt myself sitting right back. In fact, what I did was I went and got myself a nice coffee. I put some music in the background. And I thought about it. And every time I kind of shuffled my head around, it came to me every single time. It would be Elvis. It would be Elvis Presley. He would be the one top of the list. I would have loved to have met Elvis and done a reading for him and said, hey, listen, don't worry. Your mom is fine. I'd love to have been able to say to him and give him that opportunity to say, listen, your mom is great. She's fine. She's now, you know, she doesn't have any pains anymore. She's not stressed out anymore. Her heart is fine. She's in great health. She's in a great place, and she's watching over you. Alrighty. maybe he wouldn't have been so stressed out, and maybe I would have helped him in other ways as well with the reading, because it was when his mom died that's when his whole life went backwards. Yeah, it kept coming to my mind. Elvis Presley, help! I would like to have helped him out. He could still well have been here with us now. If somebody had been in there and tried to help him on that front. But I know he missed his mom desperately. I guess the reason why maybe I go to that point is I lost my mom as well. He lost his mother, and later in our lives, in our careers, we lost our fathers. So yeah, I guess it's kind of like, but I really would have liked to have helped somebody who brought so much joy to the planet, not just to people, but to the planet. You know, he was definitely an angel sent here. It's amazing. It's amazing. I would have really liked to have sat down. I mean, I had a lot more in my thoughts earlier when I was kind of meditating on it, but I've loved to have set him down and said, hey, listen, your mother's fine. Okay. And answered any other questions. In fact, I was supposed to do a session. There was a session planned where I was going to be doing it with the Presley family, and then COVID hit, so it obviously went. So that's such a cool question. And I mean, that question could go out to all y'all as well. Think about it. Who would you help? Who would you want to help who's crossed over, you know, maybe a famous person? And what would you do for them? You know, it'd be amazing. There's so many people who've crossed over because of the pressures of stardom that I'd love to be able to turn around and just remove that pressure from them and say, hey, listen, you're a person like everybody else. You have as much right to life as everybody else. Don't let the pressures get you down. Lynn says, you help people in both worlds anyway, Paul. Well, I do my best. I do what I can. Have you ever contacted any famous spirits, says Lindsay? I don't really know, is the truth. There's a couple of times when I've had energies come around me, which I felt that I knew. There was one particular person who came to me, and I never really kind of shared it because I always thought it would be egotistical to share it. But one of the people who came to me was Colin Fry. He was very, very clear to me, but then I knew Colin personally before he passed. He came to me, and there was a couple of other people that have come to me. But I find myself wondering, was that me dreaming about that person, or did they actually come to me? So I always say to them, right, okay, if you did come to me, then come to me again. You know, you might be the king of rock and roll here, but over there, you are Elvis Presley, a phenomenal spirit that can sing with the angels. So just a quick reminder, I'm coming to you on 105.3, right up to 107.7 FM, coming to you live from the very beautiful New Orleans on UPRN. That's United Public Radio Network Talk Radio. Tonight, on the very same network, on the very same FM frequencies, you're going to have Michelle and Amelia coming to you live with their fantastic show, Outer Realms. And I will be back to you with you on Thursday. On Thursday night, we're going to talk about life reviews and life changes. So make sure you are here for that show. I would love to have helped Bob Marley, says Julie Sharp. His love, his music resonates every day. I love reggae, love Bob Marley, and once again he passed with cancer, which is a very, very sad scenario. I saw something there of my pal Rog. What did Roger say? Here we go. Roger says, Paul, if you could have an hour with someone who's passed, would it be? Who would it be? I would choose my mom and dad. Without it, you wouldn't even have to ask me twice. Boom. Mom and dad. Because they don't know this already, because I'm a big believer that if we just sit quietly, close our eyes, and speak to those who have crossed over, they get it. All right. But I would want an hour with them Or would I? That's a really fantastic question. Because I know it'd be an hour and then I would lose them again. So there's a positive and a negative there. Anyway, I'd like them to, I really, really, really want to tell them how honored, absolutely honored I am to have been their son. To be absolutely, totally engraced in the fact that they chose me to be their son. And I get up every day trying to be the best I can be so that they're continued to be proud of me. That's my answer. I always say to people all over the world, listen, if you want to honor those who have crossed over, then be the best you can be here. Okay? Honor them by being the best you can be and getting the most out of this life, and let them be proud of you for being someone who leads and being someone who brings people to a place of peace, tranquility, hope. So I'll continue to try and do that. Anne says, can anyone have a connection to someone we didn't know? Yes, of course you can. Yeah, you mean the very first connection you have is your guides. Okay, we didn't know our guides until we came here. So your guides are the very first, they're the ones who give you that feeling of yes, no, forward, back, left, right, stop, you know. So your guides connect and interact with you on a regular basis. So yes, you can have a connection. You can also have a connection with energies who feel that they can resonate with you. Okay, they may not have ever known you. I mean, all of the reads that I do with the people that's come through tonight, I didn't know who they were. So yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I feel connected to an ancestor. Now, yes, but also could mean, Anne, that you're getting a pickup on maybe a past life, right? So that past life could have been connected to an ancestor in some way, like, you know, whatever Tudor realm or whatever, you know. So you could well be picking up on a connection to a particular past life. And the weird thing about it was Johanna and I were watching a program on Salem, and we both decided we were going to Salem. And maybe I'll do a show there, I don't know. But there was a familiarity that I picked up about Salem, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I was just watching and thinking, there's something about that I feel connected to in some way. So maybe I was one of the witches. I don't know. Christine says, thank you for a good evening. God bless you. Darling, my sweetheart, it's not over yet. Don't go anywhere just yet. Right. Julie Sharp says, boom, mom and little sister. There you go, right off the bat. I was always sad about Robin Williams passing. Totally agree with you there. He's such a gifted, wonderful, amazing human being. Tina Cantu says, hi, Paul. Hi, everybody else. Hi, Tina. Welcome to the show, my darling. Brilliant, says Roger. I'm sure they are proud, and I am to be called you my friend. Oh, equally. Right, listen, where are we? Quarter past nine. So if I'm drawn to anybody else, I will do a reading. At this moment in time, I'm not feeling connected to any energy, so I'll be completely honest. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some cards, because we've only got about 10 minutes to do these cards. Right, so what I'm going to do, I love Salem, says Mary. It's well worth a visit. Yeah, we're definitely going to do that. We're working on idea at the minute to... Oh, gosh, it's got the cards all back to front. So I'm working on... I'm working with some people at the minute, some promoters and some movie producers, on doing a 10-date tour in the United States. There's a lot of energy behind it, a lot of people talking about it. So the plans are still there. I'm going to say the plans are still there, and I could have some guest people with me on tour. So that could very, very, very well, that's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm not going to say it could very well happen, because I don't feel any negatives around it whatsoever. So what we're going to do now for the remainder of this show is this. Oh, Maria says, let me just bring that question up from Maria. If you were sad and troubled in a past life, could that be shutting never work for you, and could that be something never work out for you in this life? In other words, are you destined to always be repeat? No, absolutely not. Remember what I told you at the beginning, you choose your emotions. You choose your emotions. You also choose to walk forward, stop, move left, move right, or even decide to turn around and walk a different direction. You make your choices, okay? It doesn't matter how much things are put in your way. You can either choose to pick up the stimulus or walk around it. You make the choices. I've actually had people say to me, why come you're so happy? What is it about your life that you're so happy? It's because I choose to be happy. That's why. And guess what? Great things happen to me because I choose to be happy and I choose to believe I'm a good person and I deserve great things. And I don't waver from that thought. And I have a fantastic life. I have a fantastic family. And because I have not chosen different. I have friends who have been with me, like I say, from 8 years old right up to date. It's because I choose it. I choose to be happy. I choose a great life. I choose to believe I deserve all the great things in life, and therefore I attract only positive energy. If you focus on things going wrong, then don't be surprised when they do. Allison says, your words are so comforting and would love a card. I'm just about to do some cards now, Allison. And guess who's just come in the house? Trudy Woody. If we were supposed to live in the past, we would be born with a rear view mirror. Did I tell you that one? That sounds familiar. Anyway, here we go. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some cards right now. I'm going to get into a particular part where I'm able to pull the music up. Now, what I want you to do is sit back and close your eyes. I'm going to bring the music up. There we go. Sit back, close your eyes, and relax. Sit back, close your eyes, and relax. Okay? Just breathe in and breathe out and just let things go. And as you're breathing in, just imagine you're being surrounded with white light with little golden flecks coming through it. And in that little gold, those little golden flecks, that's golden flecks of positive light and energy. And imagine them adhering themselves to you and creating like a shell all the way around you. That shell is going to reflect away negative things. And say to yourself over and over and over, I deserve all great things. Don't let your mind get involved and start arguing. No, absolutely deserve all great things. And as you're letting yourself float, in a minute, the numbers 1, 2, or 3 will come to you. Don't try and guess it. Just let it flow. Don't try and guess. Let it flow. So the numbers 1, 2, or 3 will come to you. And when they come to you, just put it up on the check and on the comments post. What it is. 1, 2, or 3. All righty. Christine got six. Of course she would. Hey, Christine, thinking about it, it could be four. No, we don't have a four. One, two, or three. Well, actually, you can combine them all together. That means that's six. So your mind could have been doing maths. Jackie Noon, sorry, darling. I've just seen you in the room. Lovely to see you. Welcome to the show. Perfect timing, Paul. Just had a golden energy shower to remove the negative and now replaced with the positive. Absolutely. Jonathan keeps getting 43. Well, that's good because there's only three, two, or one. All right. So card number one is already out. Now, listen to me when I tell you guys, okay? Literally, you make your choices. You choose how you feel. No one can tell you how to feel. You choose it. And when I hear people saying, oh, they made me feel this, and I know they didn't. They give you stimulus, and you chose went along with that. Okay? Oh, there you go. And that's three. So, I've got all three cards out. Okay, I haven't even seen these cards. Right, if you choose card number one, Mary Erickson, for an example. Who else chose card number one? Kay, Jackie, all chose card number one. If you chose card number one and chose card number one, then the card that comes out for you tonight is have confidence. Look at that beautiful angel. Look at the colors of that angel. Okay. Have confidence. Moving forward does not necessarily require you to have confidence in yourself. Confidence in God is enough, along with knowing that God works through you and with you in all ways. Lean upon us if your confidence wavers, and we will buoy your courage and faith. In other words, when you feel a little bit down, you feel that life's against you, call upon the angels to help you and carry you. That's what that card means. So if you choose card number two, this is a cool card. Play. Little angel dancing across the lily pads there. Beloved one, it's time to set aside work for a while. Don't worry. We will oversee your responsibilities to their completion. Playfulness, gaiety, and laughter will lift your energy so that you'll return to work with a renewed perspective and a heightened energy. What a beautiful, magnificent card. And finally, if you choose card number three tonight, like Tamara, like Jonathan, like Puffin, Christine McCracken, then energy work. Check that out. Check out the angels. I've not had this card come out before. It's amazing. So here we go. Life can be electrifying because its very essence is energy. Your body is a remarkable energy field that will positively respond to loving treatments. Your hands and heart are activated to keep healing energy and to give healing energy to loved ones and clients. That's an amazing card. Wow. There you are. Now, if you've missed the cards tonight, don't worry. At the end of the show, you'll be able to rewind it back on YouTube and then go through the cards again. You know they're right at the end anyway. Once again, I will be back on Thursday night. And the topics that we're going to discuss is life review and life changes. So don't miss that. It's going to be a fantastic idea. If you want to even come up onto the show and chat with me, we can make that happen. Don't forget, after the show tonight, we have Michelle and Amelia with their show Outer Realms. Stick around for that. And of course, we're going to have Roger on Wednesday night and Saturday. So Roger will be here with his beautiful wife, Faye, for Latino Psychic Visions on Wednesday night. And of course, Saturday morning for This Mug's For You. Make sure you join them for that. What can I say? These shows are getting stronger and better as the weeks go in, but that's because of you guys. I'm happy to keep working. I'm happy to keep being here for you, but I need you. It's a symbiotic relationship. I need you to help me. Don't just go out there and stick it on your Facebook pages. Please do that. Go into your groups and make sure you actually invite people and say, come and watch this guy. Come and be a part of this show. Come and be a part of this community. And let's have a bit of fun. As we say in Ireland, let's have a bit of crack. Let's have a lot of fun. Be a part of the show on Thursday night. Don't forget, it's 1 hour later than tonight's show. It's at 9 p.m. GMT. That's 9 p.m. London time. But 4 p.m. on Eastern time. So come and join us there. And until I see you again, don't forget to communicate, appreciate, and validate everyone in your life so a medium never has to do it for you. And don't forget to go out there and get yourself a copy of my book, The Safe Way, but only get the deluxe version. The deluxe version is all black with my face on it. Don't buy a book with my name that doesn't have my face on it, because it's not my book. Okay, my books will always have my mug on it somewhere, either the front or the back. Please make sure that you subscribe to the show and make sure that you hit the bell icon. And don't forget to like the show. That's really important. Until I see you again, I'm going to wish you all a bond, beautiful night. And make sure you're here on Thursday. And we'll carry on. We'll have a bit more crack, all right? Be safe. Look out for each other. And remember, you're the most important person in the world. How can the world exist without you? Think about it. How can this world exist without you? Until I see you again, good night. God bless. Thanks very much.